views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled to be here today. We have a wonderful guest coming on in just a few minutes and readings planned for the second half of the show. So much to do, so little time. Benny, thank you so much for producing the show today, and thank you one and all for tuning in. So in just a bit, I'll be bringing on my guest, Jennifer Longmore, who's an expert in finding your soul's purpose, which we'll be talking about today as we discuss Akashic Records, what they are, how they can aid us in connecting with our journeys. Now, in the second half of the show, I will be doing Elite Tarot card readings for you with my guest sharing her perspectives. If you're interested in readings, please give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. For those new to the show, just a brief bit about who I am. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on tapping into their own strength and power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This is done by effectively using the universal energy that surrounds us all. In addition, I do speaking engagements and tarot card readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. Last year, I had the great honor of being featured in the book Top 50 Psychics in the United States, which was beyond awesome and humbling. If you're interested in scheduling a reading over phone or Skype worldwide, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So I'm so happy to have my guest, Jennifer Longmore, here today to talk about Akashic Records and the soul's purpose, as this is a topic that comes up a lot. We all want to feel as if we are recognizing, embracing, and using our gifts as we create our path forward. When we feel as if we've fallen off track, knowing that we are so much more than what we are being at that moment, it can feel horrible. I always liken it to if you've ever pulled a bone slightly out of joint. You know that this is not how it's supposed to feel, and that if you can just twist and turn yourself in a particular way, you can get that bone to pop back in. However, until you find the almost magical combination of moves, it can be painful and even debilitating. It is in that moment when it would serve us well to be more relaxed, open to serendipity and universal assistance. However, the longer we feel disconnected, the more we tend to turn inward, leaning on fear, anxiety, and sadness. While this is completely understandable, it can be an ineffective use of energy. So I was trying to think of the best tarot card, you know, to represent this topic, and what came to mind was the Page of Wands. Now, With wands representing creativity and feeling inspired, and pages representing beginnings, this card speaks to all the wonderful and challenging aspects of living your soul's purpose. In this card, you see a young man holding a wand. Perhaps he was given it. Perhaps he always carried it with him. The landscape around him reflects the vastness of opportunity, which can be both intimidating and welcoming. As he ponders his next step, you notice that this is a very unique young man. He's got either a feather or a bird on his head, a very creative outfit, to say the least, and a flowing cape that just underscores his strength. So when you look at this person in totality, you see someone who is truly his own person, guided by his own journey, which can be duplicated by no one else on this planet. If he starts to compare his path to that of someone else, the authenticity of his gifts can be compromised. Yet without a clear guide or benchmark, it's unclear what steps he should take forward. The opportunity and challenge is to find the path that best matches his intent. If a path does not exist, then it's up to him to create one. Now, finding your soul's purpose is applicable at any age. And right now, I can't help but think about the many men and women who are graduating this week and from high school, college, grad school and beyond, ready to head out on their journeys, having received the blessings to go forth as individuals after years of a collective support network. They personify the Page of Wands to a T, so I can only imagine the mixture of excitement and perhaps a little trepidation that faces them. So we're going to be hopefully bringing on our guest in just a moment. However, it looks like we're having a bit of some technical issues. So while we're waiting, we'll just start readings early. So if you'd like to get a reading now, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're feeling stuck in your career, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying unsuccessfully to bring joyful love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. Now, as always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already. The reason being is that a reading sort of pulls from the universe well, so to speak. And if we go to the well too often, the messages that can come up can be redundant and superfluous. But that being said, I always love updates. So if you've put some ideas in place based on a reading that I gave you and want to share, please do. So today I'll be using the Rider-Waite Tarot Card deck. Feel free to follow along if you have a deck, or you can look at the cards online. As each reading is done with a fresh perspective, I don't necessarily look at any kind of stock interpretations of the card. And I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll be pulling 3 cards on the caller's behalf, the first card representing the current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. Now, I'll be using my left hand to pull these cards just because the left hand represents the non-dominant hand, which represents the unconscious. As always, whenever I have a client who's pulling cards, they always want to use the dominant hand, and that's the hand that's always trying to take control. So when we do readings, I always like to use the non-dominant hand because then we can really tap into the mind of the unconscious, the stuff that's kind of lurking behind to provide that extra added guidance, clarity, and insight. As I look at reading as just as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, there is absolutely nothing that can possibly come up that can be scary. Even though there are definitely some scary looking cards out there. So I think what I'm going to do is I think I'm take a little bit of an early break here. When we come back, we'll be getting to readings and I'll be seeing about working out some of the technical stuff going on. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Let's go back to the beginning, back to when the earth, the sun, the stars all aligned. 'Cause perfect didn't feel so perfect.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountains. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
You. Yes, you. Can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Well, welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Technical difficulties fixed, yay! I am here with our guest, author and soul purpose expert, Jennifer Longmore. Now, before I bring her on, I just want to introduce her to all of you. Jennifer Longmore is a forensic investigator turned North America's soul purpose expert. Host of Soul Purpose Central, Jennifer is a three-time best-selling author and founder of the Soul Journey School for Akashic Studies and creator of the popular Spiritual Leadership and Legacy Program. For over 15 years, she has been helping people remember who they really are through over 30,000 Soul Purpose sessions, including the who's who of actors, professional athletes, CEOs of leading companies, and other influential luminaries. You can learn more about Jennifer at www.souljourneys.ca. So welcome, Jennifer, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Me too. I have so many questions for you. So I wanted just to talk a little bit before in this first section, I was talking a lot about the challenges it can be to kind of figure out what path you're supposed to be on, particularly in light now when you have so many people who are graduating from high school and college and everything, and they're ready to set out as individuals. And that can also be particularly challenging. Before we get to a little bit about the Akashic Records and Soul Purpose, tell me about your path to founding Soul Journeys.
Well, I grew up in a very spiritual household. I went for my first past life regression with my parents when I was 4 so that we could figure out why we came together and what we still were, you know, needing to work through. And so I just thought that was how life was. I didn't realize that most people didn't live that way. So when I went to school, I had a rude awakening because I was freaking people out with knowing things all the time, thinking that they knew what I knew as well. I was just talking very matter-of-factly about life or what was going to be happening to them or whatever. So I spent a great deal of time dulling down my gifts. And I know a lot of people can relate to that because we are in the continuum of too much is and not enough, right? We're either getting messages that we're not enough of something or we're too much of something. So I spent a good chunk of my time trying to figure out how to be what other people needed me to be. And that was just an exercise in frustration because there's 7 billion people on the planet. Everyone has a different taste. We can't be a jar of Nutella for everyone. So I decided, okay, I'm just going to lean into this gift. I'm resisting it. I'm angry with the universe for giving it to me. I don't understand what to do with it. I'm just trying to be me and I'm upsetting people. What's going on? So I started getting back into crystals and numerology and astrology and so on when I was in my late teens. I went for my Reiki mastery in my early 20s, but I still felt, as many of us do, that I needed to have a conventional job, a J-O-B, which stands for just over broke. I didn't know anyone that was doing what I did on a full-time basis, right, making a living from it. So I had no real understanding that this could exist. And then I just kept getting this nudge to do this. I was working as a forensic investigator, as you mentioned, and I loved helping people. And I worked with very, very complex cases. So there's really nothing that people can tell me now that is going to faze me, right? There's just no judgment because I realize that normal is just a construct, right? It doesn't really exist. But I started being exposed to people that were doing similar work to what I was doing it full-time and making a decent living at it.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, well, I just have to. I can't even explain to you how I knew other than the burning desire to get out of a J-O-B and do what I'm doing now was so strong that I really didn't have much choice. I was being forced out of a J-O-B and to do what I'm doing now. So I was just so happy to do this. And eventually I had to take the leap and just trust that the net would catch me. There's no real, you know, there's no perfect time to start a business, especially something like this. So I had to just take the leap and trust that the net would catch me, and it did. And of course, I had to put effort in, and I had to do the things that people do to grow a business like this. I had to go out and do talks and meet people and let people know I existed and constantly educate the community about the fact that I was here and here's how I could help them. But it all happened very quickly. And I believe a lot of that had to do with the Akashic Records because working in them, of course, allows me to be clear on where I should put my energy, where I shouldn't, you know, what's lighting up and what makes the most sense and what doesn't. Even how to price things, how to market, what to say yes to, what to not say yes to. And so 15 years later, here I am having a very established business offering the records.
Well, you know, I love that you said there were two things I just really want to highlight that you said. One was about being who you were, kind of meant to be. And always in tarot, there's the judgment card, which is really about hearing the proverbial call to be authentic to yourself. And the joy that comes from that. But also you had said about having the faith. I always say we're kind of ungrateful children of the universe because we're always like, okay, universe, tell us the way. Okay, I got it. I'm back in control now. Universe, tell us the way. Yep, I got it. I'm back in control. And so in a sense, you allowed the universe to do its job and that it's not just there to get you to the first step. It's there to get you all the way through, but it does require that faith in your abilities, but also in the energy that is propelling you forward. So I love that you kind of highlighted those two things.
And we ask the universe to have our back, and then we act like it doesn't.
Exactly. But, you know, we're also human. And so we want to control things. We want joy. We want those things. When we're feeling pain, we just want to get out of pain. And so it's totally understandable. It's just a matter of how effectively to use energy that surrounds us. So I totally totally hear what you're saying. Now, you talked about the Akashic Records. And when I think of Akashic Records, what kind of comes to mind is the movie Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey and Morgan Freeman, and he's suddenly Morgan Freeman playing God is bringing out a giant filing cabinet filled with all the files from Jim Carrey's day in life, and it stretches for miles long. What are Akashic Records?
That's funny. I've never even heard of that movie before. Now I'm going to have to check it out. Records are just that, right? They're a big, some people view them as a big library or a big pyramid of information. Other people view them as books upon books upon books. But really, it's an energetic space where we store and imprint all of the information about our soul from the very moment we extend from source as an independent being of light. And it holds every thought, deed, word, and action from any lifetime we've lived in. And by that, I mean any space and time we've lived in. We may not have always been human, but anywhere where our soul has created an experience that contributes to the evolution of our soul and contributes to the collective wisdom of the universe is imprinted there. And then we can go back there and access information to learn, you know, why do I keep repeating these certain patterns in this lifetime? Why did I choose the parents I did? What's my purpose? You know, how can I best align to the future that I've created for myself? And how can I release myself of these phobias or these health conditions? I mean, really, there's a myriad of things we can ask and know that whatever information we receive is aligned to our soul as opposed to some sort of ego construct that we want to buy into because we like to be in control as the cute human beings that we are.
Interesting. Well, if this is a kind of a blueprint, our DNA of why we did certain things or why we chose this, you know, in terms of our agreements and birth and all of that, then it kind of begs the question, is how much of our future is preordained or do, you know, and you talked about releasing phobias that perhaps we had made from back in that original construct. But if somebody is looking at their blueprint and are they saying, oh, gosh, I'm going to be stuck with this forever? Or do we have chance? Can we change our future?
We absolutely can, and anyone that's buying into the illusion of fate is going to feel really bumped around by this concept, because when we believe in fate and things are just going to happen regardless, that's a very disempowering way to show up in the world. The universal laws exist in the same plane of existence as the Akashic Records, which is the sixth plane of existence, And just as we have the universal law of free will that works for us, the Akashic records exist in the same plane. So vibrationally, they're a match. They can't be incongruent, right? So just as that plane of existence has to accommodate the Akashic records, it has to accommodate all of the universal laws, including the universal law of free will. So our past absolutely impacts our future if we don't shift it, right? Mm-hmm. If we are, say, for example, anchored in poverty consciousness right now and always focusing on where there's not enough time, not enough energy, not enough money, we can continue to expect more of that in our future because that's where we're focusing our energy. There's certain things that we came in here to master. The time in which we choose to do that is up to us. And if we don't master it in this lifetime, then we'll just go back and do a life review when we leave our body, and we'll build it into the next incarnation whenever we choose to come back or if we choose to come back. So a lot of people think, oh, it's just such a burden to come here. We're forced to come here, or it's just such a, stress on the soul to come here. No, the soul gets very excited to come to the planet. It's not until we become human that we go, oh, this thing, again. But on a soul level, we actually are really looking forward to the growth that we're going to have here and the souls that we get to reconnect with and the way we get to play with them. We're playing dress up basically with people in this lifetime, right? Because outside of a human body, we know each other very differently.
Wow. And so now, excuse this question, because I really come more from a mainstream background than metaphysical. And so I try to incorporate those mainstream techniques in my approach to a metaphysical learning, but sometimes the phrases and words and terminology, I'm just wanting those kind of basic definitions. How is this different from karma? And is that the same, or is it a similar kind of version? Because some of the things you're talking about sounds a little bit like karma.
Mm-hmm. Well, karma is an old paradigm concept, so it's, we don't necessarily have to experience things the same way as we created them or we had them done to us or we did to other people. We do build things into our path or our chart that allow us to evolve in the ways that our soul has decided, because it always decides what it wants to master. So there's certain people we need to encounter, or there's certain situations we need to encounter in order to evolve in a certain way, right? So we call those experiences to us in the event that, let's say, we are mastering trusting in ourselves, right? So we will keep attracting experiences to us until we master the art of trusting ourselves. The way in which they come to us is completely up to us.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent. Thank you for kind of going over that. We're going to just take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with my amazing guest, Jennifer Longmore. Also, we'll be doing readings, so feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, here with my guest, my wonderful guest, Jennifer Longmore, North America's soul purpose expert, as we talk about finding your soul's purpose. Now, before we get to readings, Jennifer, can you let listeners know just how they can learn more about you?
Well, I hate to admit this, but I do spend an awful lot of time on Facebook. I have a group there called The Purpose Posse, and right now I'm running a challenge on how to turn your business into a magic wand. It's a free challenge, so that's running in my group. But I do spend a lot of time there, so that's a great way to connect with me. And then I also have my website, which is www.souljourneys.ca. Not Soul Journeys. People go Soul Journeys. No, souljourneys.ca. And that's where you can learn more about what's coming up as far as, you know, free trainings and other ways to invest in your soul's growth.
Excellent. Well, why don't we get right to our first caller, Kiki. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much.
It is so great to talk with you. I always like to start a reading by saying that I am not a lawyer, doctor, or therapist, and or realtor, and so reading should never take the place of a reading from a licensed professional, but I've been shuffling the cards and just wondering if you have a particular question and would like some guidance from our guests and myself.
You know, I don't know that I have a particular question. I just happened to be listening to the radio this morning and felt called to call in and see if there was anything that I needed to hear today.
You got it.
So, well, yeah.
Well, while you were talking, I pulled three cards on your behalf using my non-dominant hand, and I'm going to quickly go through them just so I can hand you over to Jennifer to offer her guidance as well. So the first card that came up was the Three of Cups, or I like to call this the Sex in the City card. And so because you have three ladies all huddled together cheering with a glass of wine or grape juice in the air, and there's a real feeling of celebration. However, it's really challenging to see where one person ends and another person begins. And so when I look at this card and kind of tap into your energy, it's almost as if there's, you know, you're listening too much to what other people are projecting onto you, because then that sort of can play with your mind a little bit, in the sense of honoring what we've been talking about in the last segment, in terms of being really truthful and honest to where your heart's desire is wanting you to lead. And I always say that it's always good to ask for advice, but recognize that it comes from people with their own sense of baggage, their own sense of risk, their own sense of a journey, adventure and a journey that's going to be different from yours. And so, so it's really about kind of separating out that guidance that's coming externally from where your own heart is leading you. And something challenging or blocking is the Tower. And in this card, it really talks to some major changes that are taking place, that even positive changes can still be a shock to the system. And then even more so, that's when we tend to kind of turn to others sometimes, perhaps above our own, kind of the sound of our own spirit talking to us. Know that times of change are always a little bit, can be a little bit angst-filled, because the future is unknown. However, it can also offer new opportunities, and this, and times of that authenticity and that authentic movement forward. And then finally, the advice card I got was the Magician, which really talks to how strong a person you are in the ability to manifest whatever it is that you're wanting. However, this card can be a bit of a blessing and a curse, because you are such a strong person and are able to kind of instantly manifest things for other people. Sometimes then you can kind of beat yourself up for not coming up with the answer on how to kind of go forward for your own situation. And yet know that you have all the tools to do it, and to allow that universal energy to also assist in providing additional guidance that just may not be in your mind right now. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I really am in a period of a lot of significant change, and really moving more from a place of what I want and what I want to create for myself in my life, and particularly in my work.
Yeah.
And there's more of a sense of allowing that impulse to come forward and relying less on what I should, because previously in my life, it was more guided from external forces.
Yeah.
So it really feels very validating.
I'm so glad.
The reading makes a lot of sense, and just kind of validating for, I think, the process that I'm going through right now in my life.
Oh, I'm so glad. Jennifer, what is there anything that you'd like to add in terms of her kind of trying to manage some of those changes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that those cards came up for you, Kiki, because what I kept hearing was there's this, you're torn between giving yourself permission to make decisions, whether other people like it or not, and follow your own path, and waiting for, you know, unconsciously waiting for approval. And one of the things I'm being shown that you struggle with is an issue around lack of clarity. Doesn't mean that you're lacking clarity, but you, you know, there's a part of you that convinces yourself that you're not as clear as you actually are, because the lack of clarity gives you the safety that you need to have the space that you're desiring to make changes at your own pace. Part of you wants to make them really quickly and have them over with yesterday and have everything integrated, and the other part of you is like, oh my goodness. Does that make sense?
True. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So
yeah.
You are clear. I am being shown some childhood stuff around you being clear and being punished for it. Sometimes being too clear in your communication with other people and it offending people. Not that that's your issue, but that's what you were getting a lot of feedback with growing up. And so when you're clear in your vision, you're also clear in your communication, and then you struggle with, well, I don't want people to feel bad. I don't want to make other people to make me feel bad. So I'm going to swim in this, I'm not as clear as I actually know I am pool until I learn how to feel safe. So your opportunity is to give yourself an opportunity to upgrade your coping mechanisms. In the past, you just silenced yourself and you suppressed your vision so that you can make other people feel more comfortable. Now it's about just giving yourself permission
And whether people like it or not, that's not your issue. If you're shining too brightly, they can put on a pair of sunglasses.
I like that. I like that, too. I think I'm going to steal that. That's fantastic.
Oh, my light's too bright for you. Oh, here you go. Yeah. Bless your heart. Here's a pair of sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. That's so helpful.
Oh, but you're very powerful, so it's time to stop suppressing your power and really just give yourself permission to get out there.
Yeah.
You already know that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. What an interesting time and going forth for you. Will you please give us a call and keep us updated on how things go?
Yeah, I definitely will. I definitely will. And I'm going to track you down on Facebook. I'm there quite often myself.
Yeah, it's fun.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Kiki, for calling.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Oh, Jennifer, I love that saying about sunglasses. And you have just a really beautiful way of expressing yourself and your work. So I know why you are North America's Soul Journey expert. So we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got another reading to do and talk more with my guest, Jennifer Longmore. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know.
At a crossroads in your life, in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 915-313-8541. It's 915-313-8541.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Jennifer Longmore. Jennifer, before we get to our next caller, could you just let listeners know how they can reach you, how they can book an appointment with you, all of those things?
Well, I don't actually do readings anymore, so they won't be booking an appointment with me. But they can go on my website and look up one of the trained consultants that have gone through my training system with me. So my website is www.souljourneys.ca, souljourneys.ca. And I spend a lot of time on Facebook, as I mentioned. I have a group called The Purpose Posse, which if you search for that on Facebook, you'll find it. And right now I'm running a free 10-day Turn Your Business into a Magic Wand challenge. And it's always a lot of fun to do challenges in that group. So we'd love to see people join me there.
I love it. Let us, and I also love the fact that you have trained people along with the system so that people can have options as well when they go to your site too. I always say that as the ultimate consumer, you need to figure out what type of practitioner and who is best that works for you, because every person is different with their own approach, even if they've been trained within the same structure. So I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get to our next caller, Melanie. Melanie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. How are you?
Thank you. I'm healing. I'm good. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Is there anything you have a question about that you'd like some guidance on?
I'm in between Seattle and Portland. You know, my family of origin in Seattle, my sons and my granddaughter in Portland. I was involved in a couple of car accidents, which are getting closer to settling so that I can move forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And well, I'm an astrologer, a frustrated astrologer. I love the craft. I've studied for many years, and but I'm not in a situation where I'm able to practice.
Well, let's take a look and see what guidance. But I think it's wonderful that you called in, particularly you today, because you had no idea that during the breaks, Benny, Jennifer, and I have been talking all about Mercury retrograde. So how interesting that you would be the calling in. So just due to timing, what I've done is I've just pulled one card, and that card that came up is the King of Pentacles. Now, I love when clients pull kings and queens, because it really talks to your strength and your ability. And as you stated when you caught on the call, saying, I am healing. I am this. So I love that you are owning your own strength, because that is ultimately what continues that process forward. Now, the one thing, though, with the King of Pentacles is that there's a lot of clutter, and whether it be emotional or physical clutter that surrounds this king as he sits in his throne, what it does is it then kind of heaps on weight, even if it's kind of just invisible weight, but it just makes it so it's that much harder to get all the benefits of being king, the other than the needing the responsibility for everybody else. And so
amazing.
The one thing I would So the one thing I would ask you to do is kind of really look at, are there places, particularly like the box in the closet that you haven't wanted to look at for 10 years and it's just gathering dust, just to take this opportunity to see what you can honor and celebrate that is just gathering dust, but also what you can give away, also emotional clutter that you can possibly give away to help speed everything along, to continue your strength going forward. Does that resonate?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
I've got most of my belongings in a storage locker, and I'm building. I'm getting a studio apartment built for myself, and I am definitely going to do another purge, knowing that my space will be perfect, but smaller than what I've had previously.
I love that. The only thing is, in addition to purging the stuff that you no longer need, make sure that you honor and celebrate perhaps some things that, you know, that need prominence within the home because they give you that inspiration going forward.
Yeah.
Jennifer, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I definitely felt a lot of grief on your chest when you got on the call and was shown that you're really good at keeping up a brave face and smiling when underneath you're feeling like you're having a hard time keeping it together. Doesn't mean that you're not keeping it together, but you are really getting exhausted from putting on a brave face. So it's time for you to stop doing things for everyone else and let other people support you.
Yeah.
And then with the grief piece, not that this is necessarily coming through your records, but you may want to look at taking something quick and easy like Rescue Remedy or something like that just to move that grief that's sitting on your chest, just give it a chance to kind of transmute because it's almost giving you this, well, you're probably feeling it in your lungs and that dampness that you're feeling. It's making you more tired. And it's also making you feel more sluggish. And I feel like your joints are just feeling maybe bloated or crickety. Or I can't really articulate the energy. But let's clear the grief out. And then that's going to make you feel lighter and feel more, you know, like you have more of a pep in your step to face these things that you want to tackle, like, you know, packing up boxes and starting your astrology business and all these different things.
Right.
I hope that was helpful. And Melanie, will you please keep us updated?
Yeah, this 800 number.
Just give us a call back. I'm here every week, and I'm gonna guess Jennifer to come back as well. So
or even a quick email.
Or you can also email us in here as well. So please keep us updated. It was so nice talking with you. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're getting to the end of the show, but we're going to try to squeeze in one more caller before we do. Regina, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much. The problem is that I have a longstanding habit of procrastinating and running like 15 minutes late for things. And it's something that I've been doing ever since I was a kid, and I'm aware of it, and it's just very challenging.
Thank you for laying that all out just because due to time, and unfortunately we're really short time, so I'm going to get right to it. The card that came up was the Tower, and the Tower is this kind of cataclysmic shift of things changing. And the thing is that the holding on to staying late and being things late is a way of holding on as well to the past. And yet if you allow yourself to have change occur and know that the universe is going to be there to help guide your way, there doesn't have to be so much fear in holding on to kind of the past, sort of some past routines that provide comfort, even though it makes you late, even though all those negative things may happen as a result. And Jennifer, I'm going to hand you right over to Jennifer here.
I'm going to be super quick, Regina. So you've never really been in your body. And when you sleep, you travel all over God's green acre, and by that I mean the universe, and then you're not really landing the spaceship on the runway, right, and really landing it and coming into your body, and that's been ever since you were little. So what I'm going to invite you to do, because we don't have time, is to maybe post on Facebook or just consult with some of your close friends or Google it, you know, just really practical ways for you to get in your body at the beginning of the day so that you can be fully present. Because when you're out of your body, you don't have a good concept of the time and space continuum. And then what happens is you go into this cycle of making yourself wrong and beating yourself up over something that is very easily corrected by way of just finding ways that work for you specifically, right? Not for everyone else, but for you to be in your body. Does that make sense?
Yes, both of your interpretations were very accurate. So thank you.
Oh.
That was helpful.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thanks so much for calling. Keep us updated. Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, will you come back and be on another episode, another show? Thank you so much. It was so wonderful talking with you. Again, Jennifer Longmore, you can read all about her, also her Facebook page at souljourneys.ca. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our Purpose Show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running this show. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.